It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wendy Williams talked about her days as a functioning addict and now how she works with the Hunter Foundation to battle drug and substance abuse.
No regrets. I am not embarrassed, you know, about anything. I was a functioning addict. I report to work on time. And I'd walk in, and all of my coworkers, including my bosses, would know. But instead of firing me, you see, I would grab my headphones and arrogantly walk in the studio and dare them to fire me because I was making ratings. A functioning addict has several alarm clocks. You're organized.
I want to talk to one of our bosses. Actually, several of our bosses used to work with Wendy Williams. I want to know if that's true.
I know, right? G-Eazy said that he and Demi Lovato are just friends after it was rumored the two were dating. They were seen holding hands in Hollywood last week, but he said the two aren't an item. He said it's just one of those things that comes with the territory. You trade in your anonymity in exchange for some of your success in the public eye. You have to remember the blessings and remember how grateful you are to be here in the first place and understand some of that is just what comes with the territory. I don't understand. You are or aren't dating. Why would you hold hands with her if you're not dating?
For safety reasons. Alex, I try to hold your hand every time we cross the street together. You know that.
Rihanna reportedly has more than 500 songs to choose from for her new dancehall album. It's rumored that the singer has enough music for the dancehall album as well as a pop record. Rihanna confirmed earlier this year that she's back in the studio working on new music. She hinted that her new album would be reggae influenced and was inspired by Bob Marley. I hate reggae, so this is extremely disappointing.
Why do you hate on reggae? It's such an awesome genre of music.
There's two genres that I can't stand. It's bluegrass and reggae.
What is wrong with you?
Never liked it. So that is disappointing because I'm a huge Rihanna fan. She says that she hopes to have the album out by the end of this year. Her last album was 2016's Anti.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is like really interesting. Okay, so Chance the Rapper just got into the media business.
Yeah.
The 25-year-old rapper who's from Chicago announced that he bought Chicagoist, a local news site that the former owner had shut down back in November. Chance the Rapper said that the news site was an integral local platform and said that when he relaunches it, it will be an independent media outlet focusing on amplifying diverse voices and content. The folks at Vanity Fair say that Chance the Rapper is saving Chicago journalism, or at least a significant part of it. That is very interesting to me. Very excited to see what that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande has been criticized for allegedly ripping off a scene in her new music video from a 90s ad campaign. Ariana's God is a Woman dropped last week and was immediately attacked by critics who noticed similarities between the video and an ad by Jean-Paul Gaultier from 1993. According to sources in Ariana's camp, the scene was absolutely inspired by Jean-Paul Gaultier and that team. And so her team reached out and got permission to use the concept. The music video is doing fine, by the way. She got more than 30 million views already racked up.
Wow.
I have a huge issue.
What?
With the video, the song.
I just saw, isn't she on top of the earth? I haven't seen or really heard much
of it. It's just, you know, and here's the thing, from a Christian perspective, and so if you're not somebody that, you know, is a Christian, you're not going to see an issue with it, but as a Christian, I just think the whole song and the video is super blasphemous, and I don't like it.
All right, I'm going to have to listen to it, because just looking at the photo, I don't care about her sitting on top of earth, but I haven't heard the song.
Well, I mean, she's saying, and I know it's a metaphor, but she's still saying God is a woman, and then it's like her controlling the world, and she's also using sex, talking about, you know, women using sex to control men. And it's not like men haven't been doing that for decades, you know, and singing about that for decades. Obviously they have, and women have too. No matter who does it, it's super gross. I mean, that's not what sex is supposed to be for or about. The whole song, I don't like
it. I'm gonna have to check
it
out.
And I love Ariana Grande's music. So I'm just, I don't know. Put a bad taste in my mouth. So that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Sad news, and just going to show how crazy and powerful weather can be. 11 people as of this morning that we have now are dead, and several others are hospitalized after a mass casualty drowning incident happened on Thursday at Table Rock Lake in Missouri.
Sad.
A ride the ducks tourist boat, like kind of shows ducks and stuff, reportedly sank. 31 people were on board at the time. An off-duty sheriff's deputy was actually working security at the scene, and he helped rescue survivors. Recovery efforts continued throughout the night in the dark, with some passengers still sadly unaccounted for.
Jeez.
A dive team was in the water and a team from the Missouri State Highway Patrol was on the way as well. Now, weather was thought to have caused a ride, the Ducks tourist boat, to capsize. Weather reports said high winds hit the area at 7 o'clock. The owner of the Sea-Tow Table Rock Lake said the storm hit the lake with 80 mile per hour winds that kicked up waves of 5 feet high.
can't like, even imagine
can
the
you
terror.
Plan for that? I mean, no. I guess maybe you know, hey, it might be windy today, but 80 miles per hour?
That is so scary.
So our thoughts and prayers to everybody involved with that. This is the ultimate, like, woman power. I'm not saying things don't happen to men. I'm sure they do, but I think this happens a lot more to women. A 21-year-old server from Savannah, Georgia is an internet hero, and you can see this video at RadioNowIndy.com and the Need to Know News blog after video surfaced of her fighting back against a customer who grabbed her butt.
Oh, I love this video. Yeah, I love this. I saw this.
Someone who says that their server's cousin, the server's cousin posted the surveillance video of the incident online, and you can clearly see this guy walks by, like grabs the butt, like squeezy, squeezy. She said, "When I felt that happen, my first thought was that if it was one of my friends, what would I do? It was a really intimate touch, and you can see that in the video. His hand went further than it should have. I don't know how I reacted the way I did, but I've never done that before."
Wow, she'd never done that. I figured this girl was like a trained fighter.
No, she said she didn't.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's natural reaction. Like, you don't know how you're going to do until you do. But this guy, I mean, there's never an okay thing just to randomly grab somebody's ass.
Yeah.
But he, like...
I mean, she's not going to get in trouble. He's not,
no,
like...
No,
legally, she was in the right,
they need to
right?
give her... Yeah, you're right. She needs to get a raise. She then grabbed him by the shirt, slammed him into the wall. She says she asked a coworker to call the cops. The groper tried to play it off like he was just trying to get past her. But the video showed otherwise.
Oh, what a pig.
Yeah, what a
not idiot. Even close.
Yeah, police saw the video. They said, sorry, dude, you're going to be charged with sexual battery.
Get him.
Good. You can't just grab somebody's ass. Are you listening, Lindsay? I know I'm your husband, but you can't just grab it. Seriously. All right, so good for her for standing up. Hopefully other women will do the same thing, too. Okay, this is interesting. You have to see the picture because I don't want to describe it too much. And Alex, I'll show it to you in a second. A mother is left shocked after finding a very rude word on her child's birthday cake. A photo showing a birthday cake for a two-year-old decorated, which appears to be a very rude word, is going viral online.
What word?
The image shows a pink birthday cake topped with what could be read as an extreme profanity. However, the cake topper is simply the word two, T-W-O, facing the wrong way around. Make sure, it says on there as a note, this is facing the wall this way. You can see the picture. Have you not seen this yet?
No.
Okay. I don't want you to say it, but it's like the letters, you know, T, it's written out like kind of wavy, and the way it's turned backwards, it's funny how it reflects. What's the worst word you can call a woman? Do not say it.
Okay.
Give me the first letter, what it is.
Like... The C?
Yes.
Okay.
The word two backwards looks like that word. I
swear.
It's like, imagine the cake's backwards. It's like, what
well,
the hell is that?
That's just somebody's crappy handwriting.
No. It's like, it's not written out. It's actually like a little topper thing.
Okay.
Like the letter T, W, and O. Like they spelled it out, like they put it in the cake. But it's so, I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's just like totally accidental, but you didn't know that one. I wish Liv the Web Girl wasn't sick today. I'd love to talk to her. I mean, we're all technically millennials here in different ranges on the Joe and Alex Show. But did you hear this? Indianapolis is among cities where millennials make the most money.
Really?
Do you believe that?
Honestly, yeah, I guess I could see that because I'm thinking of the salaries of like friends and stuff like that. And like, I think everyone does do pretty well.
Yeah, we came in like, I'm not going to go over the whole list of it. I'll explain it. But Indianapolis came in at number 10 in the country out of like the top 100.
So what does it say the average is?
Well, let me go over it here. Kind of long, but it makes sense. Indianapolis, like I said, is among the cities where millennials make the most. In May of 2018, the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced that the Consumer Price Index, which kind of measures the price changes for kind of the whole market that you're in for consumers' goods and services, all the things that we need to survive and
right.
You know the basic cost of living. They say it rose almost 3% over 12 months. That's crazy high. This represented a significant increase in inflation, which is at a 6-year high, and that really hurts the wages going up, and that you know remained unchanged for the year. So these economic trends, they say, affect all demographics across the country, but particularly challenging for millennials who, with mounting student debt, rising home costs, and the aftermath still of that 2008 recession kind of lingering around, are in a tough spot financially. In fact, it used to be that almost all children back in the day, for example, our parents or grandparents, would earn more than their parents did that generation before. Today, millennials, you and me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, if you're listening right now too, that number is only about 50%. So about, you know, almost everybody out-earned their parents. Now, maybe 50% will.
Like, eventually they will out-earn what their parents make now, or they're saying, like, when their parents were their age, they out-earned them.
Every generation, usually they say you do better. They're saying like in our lifetime, as of now, things can change. But as of now, yes, most millennials will probably not out-earn what their parents make now.
Yeah.
So, oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're the other 50% then. You're doing more, you're saying. Or you're not.
My dad makes more than me.
Okay.
Right now, but when my dad was into his 30s, early 40s, I make more than he did then.
They're saying, though, I believe for this little survey here about how much the millennials are doing, I think it's just in their lifetime. Like, so you'll probably end up passing your father one day. So,
yep, I will.
But 50% won't. And that the whole idea is every generation does better and better and better.
Gotcha.
But that's not going to be happening, it looks like. With many millennials facing financial difficulties, the credit score and financial management platform Credit Seam. What was it, Sesame? Whatever it is. They wanted to find out, you know, where in the country are millennials actually making the most money? Now, what they did is they used data from the U.S. Census Bureau, this credit thing, and they calculated the average income for employed millennials that were between 18 and 35 for the largest 100 metropolitan statistical areas, like cities. Researchers then adjusted the result by cost of living differences so that cities could be accurately compared. Because obviously some cities, it's like, oh my God, it's so expensive here. Other ones, like, oh, that's not bad at all. And Indianapolis came in at number 10 with, let's see here, the average income for millennials adjusted. What do you think it is? Give me a number. How much money?
55. $38,395. Okay, I was a little off.
Yeah. No. That sounds about right to me. Average income for all adults, like so non-millennials, maybe somebody like 36 and older,
mm-hmm.
$52,000.
Okay.
So there you go.
I was close.
Millennials, though, share a good chunk, I think, at least here in Indianapolis, in the Carmel Anderson area. 38% of the workforce is millennials, almost 40%.
Wow, that's good.
So the future's already here. So, and where they're saying, compared like the rest of the country, Indianapolis is 7.2% lower. Like compared like to like what the average is, we're 7.2% lower, it says.
I would bet that has to do with the cost of living here being so low.
Mm-hmm.
So millennials that live in, you know, higher metropolitan areas or on the coast, they're cost of living is exponentially higher.
But they were saying they were trying to balance that out, like they took into account the cost of living. But still, either way, though, I mean,
Indy.
I would love to see it change, though, so that we all, like 100%, love you, mom and dad, but we make more than them, you know? So that right there is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out, RadioNowIndy.com. Yeah. Hello. How are you? Joe and Alex showed up for grabs. Right now, Chris Breezy tickets going to be at the Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center July 27th, and a pair of tickets to the Indy Burger Battle. That's right. They strap burgers onto each other's fist,
Whoa.
And they punch each other in the face.
It's hardcore.
It's like a boxing glove. Okay, maybe that's not what the Burger Battle is. I have to do more research into that. No, it's going to be a really good time. Tons of great food that you could win. Let's get somebody on the phone right now to play a little game to try to do that. Is this Allie?
It is.
I see on my screen here, you're new to Indy. Is that correct?
I am. I'm brand new.
Oh, well, welcome. Yeah, you got that new smell. Where are you from?
New smell.
I'm from the northern Indiana.
Yep, smelled like it. I could tell. What do you think so far? How's Indy treating you?
I love it. I love it a lot.
Cool. How long have you been listening to the show then?
This is actually my first day. I just changed the channel and found you guys.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, welcome.
All right.
Thanks.
Are you just using us? Are you loyal or are you using us for those Chris Brown tickets? Be honest.
Well, this is my first day and I'm pretty impressed, so I might stick with you guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope so.
If you're winning tickets, your first day listen to us. Hopefully you're going to be a listener for life, I would think.
I'll be a lifer.
Yeah.
We need Allie to be loyal. Don't be one of those hoes that ain't loyal. All right, kid, you ain't no hoe. All right, we're going to play a game today, and this is kind of cool. It's going to hook you up with Chris Brown tickets if you get it right. I want to know, what city was the show set in? The television home of the Brady Bunch, kind of probably before all of our times, but I watched a bit of it, is for sale. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom place, and it's pretty cool. It still looks just like the inside when they taped it back in the day. Now, what I'll do is I'm going to give you a show. You tell me what city. It could be a real city, or sometimes it's a fictional city. You just tell me where it was based in, okay? Like, I'll give you the name of the show. And if you get enough of those right, then you know what we're going to do? We're going to hook you up with those Chris Breezy tickets. So, show number one, where was Everybody Loves Raymond kind of set in? What city or what state?
Oh, geez. I have no idea. I guess New York City?
You're saying New York City? I will take that. That is correct. Yep. Everybody Loves Raymond was in Long Island, New York.
There it is.
All right, not bad. Doing good so far. They do get tougher, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there.
Uh-oh.
What about this next one right here? The Flintstones. What city did the Flintstones take place in?
Oh.
I know this.
Ooh, Alex knows.
Um, no idea.
It's not a real city. There's your hint.
Oh, Bedrock.
Yeah!
Yeah! There you go. All right, one more and she wins. I think they say Bedrock in here, too. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can make your Bedrock.
Yeah, that's something else.
Oh, my bad. I did not even know that's what you're talking about. I'm so sorry. All right. You get this one right, and you are going to win those Chris Brown tickets. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Allie, a brand new listener, says she'll never listen to another show ever again, even though it's the first day listening.
Wow.
Incredible. The show called Full House. Where was Full House based in?
San Francisco?
You are correct!
Whatever happened to you?
Yeah!
Go, Allie!
Yes!
Come on, let's sing a little bit. Allie's gonna go see Chris Brown and gets Indie Burger Battle tickets. Everybody!
Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart,
There was a little boy this week that went and saw Chris Brown. Might have been last night. Real little, probably 6 years old.
Yeah.
Got to go up on stage and sing Loyal with Chris Brown. And while he was singing, he passes out, totally faints. Chris Brown catches him.
Wait, do you think this is planned or do you think it accidentally happened?
No, he was like, he invited this little boy up on stage to sing with him. And the little boy was so starstruck, he fainted. Chris Brown immediately picks him up and just hands him to his mom and keeps on rapping.
Yes!
So, Allie, if you get invited on stage, you got to represent Indy well. Don't go passing out on it. Stay awake.
I promise.
Yeah, stay woke. All right, Allie, we're hoping you're loyal to us.
Woo!
Call us back. You know, if you ever think the show sucks, like today's good, like if Monday is not a good show, you need to call back like, hey, guys, I'm not really feeling this.
All right, deal.
All right, cool. Allie, hang on the line. We'll get all your information. I love that. Hey, tell somebody that you know to listen to the Joe and Alex show. I'm down with that. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex show. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. You can follow us on social media, Joe and Alex show. You can follow me, Joe Pesh Radio. That's P-E-S-H. Joe Pesh Radio. Yo, Alex. Raps with a Z. That's Alex's social media. And, of course, call into the show, 317-239-1009. Alex, I'll kind of let you take the lead on this one here because you're the one that kind of said, hey, did you see this article? And I've read it, and I read it again, but it's still each time I'm like, what the hell?
It's one of those things where it's just now starting to float around on Facebook, and I think after we talk about it today on the show, it's going to absolutely blow up when you guys start sharing this article. I posted it on Facebook, so you can read the full thing and see it. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook or Twitter at Joan Alex Show. But it's a Christian blogger, and I'm going to go ahead and just give a disclaimer that a lot of the things that she is saying in this, I don't agree with. But the blog is called The Transformed Wife, okay? The article written a few days ago, the 16th, says men prefer debt-free virgins without tattoos. Do you know how much more attractive debt-free virgins without tattoos are to young men? Unfortunately, there are so few of these types of young women anymore because of the high cost of college debt and sexual promiscuity, even within those in the church. As believers in Jesus Christ, we need to live in a way that is pleasing to Him because His ways are the best. He calls debt a burden and urges us to live lives of sexual purity. All right, so far, I agree with what she is saying, actually.
I would agree. Like, I wish I would have waited till I was married. I don't judge somebody that doesn't, but that not being a debt, that's not a bad thing. Okay, so
that's the first paragraph.
I'm not that torn by this article yet.
Second paragraph, she loses me.
Okay.
There are many more reasons why Christian young women should carefully consider whether or not they go to college, especially if they want to be wives and mothers someday. Secular universities teach against the God of the Bible and His ways. It's far from what God calls women to be and do. It teaches them to be independent, loud, and immodest instead of having meek and quiet spirits. Disagree.
Why is the web girl sick today?
One woman wrote me some more reasons that she thought of why women shouldn't go to college. So now she's like, I'm like, no, hold on a
minute.
Yeah,
she's like, listen, you don't need to go to college.
If we stop it at, I think men prefer debt-free virgins. The tattoo thing, I don't think guys care about. I just disagree with that. But if we just stop at do men prefer debt-free virgins, I would say yes.
I would say a good chunk. There's some guys, like me personally, like I don't know if I'd want to take a girl's virginity unless I was a virgin myself. I mean, not that you want a girl that everybody's been with, but I want somebody that kind of knows what they're doing. Like, you know, maybe they played a few games. Come on, put me in, coach.
So she says men don't want to marry a woman in debt. Most of this debt comes from college. They would also prefer a woman who still lives at her parents' house that has not had other relationships. Do those two things and you will be highly sought after. And now she's quoting somebody else, and she does say, I'm not sure about men only preferring women who still live at their parents' house and have had no other relationships, and some young women have no choice but to live away from their families and have had their hearts broken by men they thought was the one. I would agree that most men don't want to marry a woman with a load of debt. That isn't right to bring into a marriage. So, okay. I do agree with that.
Everybody's that way, though. I'm sure my wife wouldn't want to. I mean, she would have had a problem if I'm like, hey, I'm $100,000 in debt. That's not exactly appealing.
She says if they go to college, they are unlikely to stay home raising their children to pay off the debt and use the degree they spent years on. The husband will need to take years teaching his wife the correct way to act, think, and live, since college taught them every way possible that is wrong. Okay.
Here's the thing, too. There's so, like, if you want to talk about the Christian angle, there's Christian colleges. Like, are they teaching these women to be so immoral or so wrong? I don't believe that every college corrupts people. Like, she seems to act like you could be a wholesome girl, but, like, Alex, for example, no offense, you sound like a girl that she's talking about that went to college because you're so loud, you're outspoken, you're doing your thing.
Yeah, but I didn't go to college.
Yeah, here's
the thing. Here's what I have found. I just thought this article was so interesting, and it's not super long, but you know I don't want to keep reading it. But you can read it yourself. Like I said, Facebook Radio Now 100.9 or Twitter at Joan Alex Show. The thing about this is I am, for the most part, a debt-free virgin. So I have a car loan that I pay. I do have a car payment every month. Besides that, and I have a very minimal amount of credit card debt, only a couple $100s. That is it, which I think is pretty normal.
And that was just her breakfast.
So that is me being totally transparent with you about my financial situation. So I don't think that... I would consider myself, for the most part, debt-free. Very close to it, at least. And then I am a virgin. I'm waiting till I'm married to have sex. This has been something that I've talked about on the show multiple times. And I have found with dating that I think guys actually do find it appealing that I don't have a lot of debt and that I am a virgin. However, it does help weed out guys that are not going to be able to wait with me. So not every guys might prefer to have a virgin, but they want that virgin to end up sleeping with them. And what I have found is I stand my ground. I'm like, if you're not going to put a ring on it, then I'm not going to sleep with you. And so a lot of guys will just, you know, go to the wayside,
like,
which is
oh,
fine.
What happened?
So I do think guys prefer to have a virgin and be the only guy that a girl has slept with. However, I don't know that necessarily every guy wants to wait till marriage. Does that make sense?
It does. And let me say this. I don't think it's bad. Like, I think it's really cool what you're doing, Alex, and anybody else. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I wish I would have, maybe not necessarily been a virgin, but I wish I wouldn't have, you know, I hooked up with a few people before I got married. Now I got some manho, but I think that's an interesting point, though. But me personally, I agree the whole debt thing. Like, my wife and I'm not going to give out all of our personal debt. I will say that we paid off like $15,000 in credit cards, so that's awesome. We no longer have those. We paid off my wife's car last year. That's why I always say I'm broke. It's because every single dollar I have now, I didn't go to college, but my wife did. And back then, back when the economy took a dump, her parents almost lost their business, so like their family business. So she had to do everything her own, and interest rates were super high. So that going on right now, we're paying off student loans, but I still love my wife. Would it be a little more attractive? I guess, but I honestly, that's one thing. I never really talked a lot of finance before my wife and I got serious. I know some people do that in marriage counseling, but I would say this article's kind of on point, like in the first paragraph. Then after that, she loses me. And also, too, this woman that does the thing to transform wife, she says her ministry is based upon Titus 2, 3 and through 5, which God commands the older woman, teach younger women to be sober, love, and obey their husbands, love their children, be... you know, all kinds of different stuff. And that's just the angle she's coming from. So you know that right there. Everybody, when it comes to religion and different things, everybody's kind of got an angle. And that's her angle, her look at it, her lens.
So do you agree with this author, at least like we said, maybe for the first paragraph, that men do prefer debt-free virgins with no tattoos? Or do you think she's completely off base and has no idea what she's talking about? We want to hear from you. 317-239-1009.
Interesting article, I guess you could say a blog, and it's a conservative woman, and she writes things kind of, Alex, you'd say, themed the same perspective, the same vision, the same lens of how she thinks women should be or kind of act and live their life.
Conservative, not as in political.
Sorry.
Conservative as in like very moral.
Modest,
yes. Yeah, she says that she thinks that men prefer to date debt-free virgins with no tattoos.
Alex is like, that's me!
Well, I just thought this was so incredibly interesting. I know it's controversial. controversial, which is why I wanted to bring it up. You can read the article and see it. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook or Twitter at Joan Alex Show.
All right. And I want to hear from girls and guys, too. I want to know, hey, guys, do you actually like want a girl like that? Or you're like, oh, heck no. Alex, what are we getting on our Joan Alex Show social media?
Kalina says, sounds like the new era of Handmaid's Tale. Hashtag praise be. And Dee says, of course, no man or woman wants to take on the other's debt. And of course, a virgin is hot, but it's not necessary.
All right, let's see what everybody thinks on the phone. 317-239-1009. Taylor, do you kind of agree with this article, what this lady says?
I disagree. I think that it is just crazy that you would actually put Christian with being, you know, just purity in general, because I don't feel like that being pure means you have to be a Christian, for one, but also that you can, you know, be pure on your own, and you don't have to be in a relationship, and nobody wants to take on a guy's debt either. So, and why would you want a woman who's uneducated?
I agree with your last two points. Could you elaborate on what do you mean you don't think you have to be pure to be a Christian? You mean that you can be born again and ask for your sins to be forgiven, or what exactly are you saying?
No, so I'm saying, like, virgin-wise, like, purity.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be a Christian in order to stay abstinent.
Right. Okay. All right. I just didn't understand that. Okay. Interesting points.
Thank you, Taylor. We appreciate your call. 317-239-1009. Adrian, are you there?
Yeah.
Adrian, what do you think?
I agree with, like, the first part of it, but then everything else, no.
So, like, the first paragraph you agree with, and you're like,
yeah,
I don't know about the rest.
So you do think men prefer debt-free virgins. Why?
When I was back in high school, I dated this guy for about a week, and then he started begging me to sleep with him. And I think it was more of the thought that he thought I was a virgin, because afterwards he started questioning me about my sexual history and stuff like that. And then he started bantering on me about how he only slept with virgins.
Interesting.
Wow.
So
yeah.
You felt like then, he was pursuing you because you were a virgin. So you would say maybe this is true.
Oh, he thought I was. But and then afterwards, after I told him I wasn't, he started yelling at me about STDs and stuff like that.
But he was sleeping around.
But he's like, check out my list of girls I've had sex with.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
brother.
More of like, it felt like more of he was just sleeping with virgins because he didn't want to go get checked himself.
Yeah, I know this article is about men preferring women who are debt-free virgins, but I would just like to say, as a woman who is waiting till she's married, I prefer a guy that is a debt-free virgin.
Now, why
is
that?
So I think this goes both ways.
Obviously, the debt thing we all understand, but the guy virgin part.
Yeah, I think the debt thing is huge.
Uh-huh.
To be able to know that you're going into a marriage with someone that doesn't have, you know, a ton of student loan debt and everything, it's not that that's a must. Most people are going to have that debt.
It's nice to start not underwater.
Yeah, it's really great financially. That it's a huge burden that would be lifted off of you in a relationship or in a marriage, I think. As far as being a virgin, you know, I have been waiting to have sex for when I'm married, because I think that's a totally spiritual experience. I didn't want to deal with the possibility of getting STDs or getting pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge burden that's lifted off of me, that I don't have to stress about that all the time. I also know that emotionally, the type of person I am, that if I were to, I've had a lot of boyfriends. I have dated a lot of people. And if I would have slept with every single guy that I had talked to,
your number would be like 100.
Well, my heart would be in absolute pieces. Emotionally, I know what's best for me is to wait, and I would love that if a guy that I was dating felt the same way and we could both experience that together.
Nicole, you kind of live what Alex is talking about, or what? Is this you?
Yeah, so I was a virgin. I've only had sex with my husband, and my husband, it was very experienced, and he took pride in the fact that, like, he still to this day takes pride that he's the only man I've been with.
Yeah.
We've been married for 10 years, and we have 4 beautiful children. And I think that women should preserve their bodies for the emotional aspect. And I am also a Christian, but if more women would close their legs and unite, in a sense, then men would understand that's the norm. Like, it used to be that way. I mean, I know for years people have been promiscuous and having premarital sex, but you could find more people waiting because that's what was expected. And now women are expected to give it up. And if everyone would kind of, you know, band together, it'd be less teen pregnancy, less STDs, stuff like that. And emotionally, I just think it's good.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for that point of view.
Yeah, I'd like to actually, nice to hear somebody from that. One thing I don't agree with necessarily, and same thing, you can interpret if you're Christian, you read the Bible, like this means that or whatever, or I guess everybody does it differently. Tattoos, some say it's wrong if you read the Bible, like there's certain things like do not, you know, do anything to your body. I don't know. I have no problem. Like if my wife had like a tattoo that said like, F, you know, the F word on her forehead, may not be that attracted to her. Or if she had like a big like Mike Tyson eye tattoo, I may not like that. But I wouldn't care if she even had like a little tramp stamp. I'm like, well, that might be regrettable, but good for you. Or one of those little thin rocker lady barbed wire tattoos.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that would kill it for me. Let's see here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Emily.
Emily, we'll take one call from you real quick. Emily, wrap us up. What do you think?
I actually have been in the same relationship for 2 years, and I am outside of marriage, and we have sex. And I truly believe that, like, we are planning on getting married. And I think that if you're mentally ready, that there is nothing wrong with committing yourself to someone. I think that committing yourself to someone can be outside of marriage as well.
Okay. So then you disagree with this article.
Oh, yeah, I completely disagree, 100%.
So you're not going to go, like, share it on Facebook and tell everybody to go read this?
No, definitely not.
If she did, it would be ironically, as in, like, can you believe this? Thank you so much, Emily.
Yeah, and I know everybody else is trying to call in. Listen, if you can't get through, where is this again, Alex, so they can join in the conversations?
Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, cool. Thank you. I love baseball. Now, Alex, I want you to work with me here because you told a story about how you surprised your man, the Egyptian. You took him to, his opinion, the greatest baseball team in the world, the St. Louis Cardinals. You had like a 2-hour rain delay.
And yeah, I wanted to kill myself because we were there for like over 6 hours. Please never make me do that again.
Now, I love baseball. I've been to a couple of Indianapolis Indians games. Every time I've went, they've lost. I think I'm bad luck or the team stinks. Maybe both. But I'm kidding. I'm not trying to hate. I love me some baseball, though. It's one of my favorite things. And it's funny, I saw the story, a friend shared it. I grew up in Michigan, and I met my wife when I lived on the west side of that state. And there's a baseball team. They're like the single A, so they're like really basic minor league team. They're called the West Michigan Whitecaps, like the water, the waves.
Uh-huh.
And they're the affiliate for the major league baseball team, the Detroit Tigers. And you know how these minor league things always, the teams usually do like promotional nights, like,
yeah,
hey, it's Star Wars night or whatever. Hockey, too. I mean, they always do these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Well, let me know what you think about this, because I saw a lot of people getting offended. I'm like, how is this offensive? This applies to all of us, and I think it's pretty damn funny. They had something called Millennial Night.
Ooh, what's that mean?
And it actually hasn't happened yet. It's coming up soon. Here it is. Here's their actual Facebook post. I want to read it to you. It says, take a break from Netflix and chill and come to the ballpark for Millennial Night. See, you like it already. They said, just for showing up, the first 1,000 fans will receive a free participation trophy.
Yeah!
Come on, that's funny. Test out your bottle flipping mad skills in between innings. So obviously, like, you know, flip cup.
Uh-huh.
With our bottle flipping contest. Keep calm and dab on with our dab cam.
Yes.
Come on. This
okay.
is pretty goody.
Liv, the web girl, she's sick today and not here, but she would freak out over that.
I wonder if the game's today and she actually is just taking off to go drive up there to go see it.
Might be. She is the queen of dabbing.
It says, or sign the petition to ban the dab because that's what all the cool kids are doing. we'll be playing the meme team, so be sure to watch the video board for all the memes that we could steal from Reddit.
Amazing.
Enjoy free Wi-Fi throughout the ballpark, even though we always offer that. Participate in both the best beer and best man bun contest.
Yes.
Bonus points to those that have both. Because the bees are dying at an alarming rate, we'll also have a Save the Bees station to learn more about how you can help.
This is so great.
I love these guys. As if it all wasn't enough for you, for the generation with the highest expectations, we will also have a moment of silence for Vine. Rest
wow.
in peace.
Wow. That is... This is, I'm like beaming, like I love this so much.
I do too, I think it's great. On a more serious note, we understand the struggles that millennials have to go through. To show you how much we appreciate your generation that may not get the recognition that it deserves, we will have selfie stations posted around the ballpark. Take a selfie at these different locations and post them on Instagram, you know, and tag the baseball team. The best selfies will be chosen. And they're giving you out things. A Lululemon gift card.
Ooh.
A Netflix gift card.
Ooh.
Amazon Prime gift card.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
Come on.
I'm taking the trip. I'm going to Michigan to watch some baseball.
They say we also will be handing out thank you cards to all the millennials at the end of the game because you deserve to be thanked for making recycling cool again. Make sure you get a loaf of bread on your way out, courtesy of the local bakery up there. And then they have a 50-50 raffle benefiting a recovering academy. So it's kind of cool. And I don't know. I think that's funny. Now, some millennials are like, that's not funny, man. It's like, dude, take a joke.
It's hilarious.
I think all millennials aren't as dumb as people think we are.
That sounds like a blast.
It sounds like an amazing promotion. The Indians need to have Millennial Night.
Please have Millennial Night, Indians. I want to go.
Joe and Alex, the Joe and Alex Show, we will host that. I mean, we'll hang out too, but I mean...
But if you're going to give out bread at the end, you need to have a gluten-free option.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it in there. Oh, my God. Imagine they don't have gluten-free. Oh. You're going to have a bad, bad problem on your hands. Now, listen, I want to clarify as we begin this here that I want to have a civil conversation, dialogue. I guess you could call it an argument, but I don't want people to get, like, offended. But there's going to obviously be some feelings hurt.
Really?
Yes.
This is going to get heated?
I suspect it could be. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. But I would love for you to call in as soon as you hear the question with your answer. 317-239-1009. And the question is this, and I'll explain why. I want to know, in your opinion, what is the best Disney movie of all time? Like, like that's tough. There's a lot of great ones out there, but I want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. And on Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. We'll throw it up on Facebook. Facebook Radio Now, it's 100.9. You search for that and like it. Here's why I bring this whole question up, Alex. Disney has big plans, they say, for the next 5 years, and they're actually letting us know kind of ahead of time. The film studio just released an outline for their movies for the next 5 years in March, and they've updated it since then, according to an insider. Here's what we can expect to some of them. I don't have time for all of them, but Marvel superhero movies, several sequels, and a few more Star Wars films. Eh, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. My wife is. I'm excited. Do you want to see this movie, Christopher Robbins? You want to see Christopher Robin?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be coming out. It's a Disney live-action Winnie the Pooh film. It'll hit theaters Friday, August 3rd. And yeah, moviegoers in the UK got to wait a little bit, but I don't care. We're in America. This will be interesting. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Keira Knightley will lead Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, playing the Sugar Plum Fairy. Helen Mirren, who does everything great, will also be in there. And Morgan Freeman, too. They'll be in that movie. I did not see a date on there, but sometime within the next 5 years. I assume.
So those are live action, though. But the question, what's the best Disney movie of all time? I mean, are you talking about, like, the animated ones?
I think that's good, but also, like, what about Bedknobs and Broomsticks? What about Mary Poppins? We're going to go back in the day. Speaking of that, they're going to come out with a Mary Poppins movie, too. Also, there's going to be a Toy Story 4 set for June 21st, 2019, and Frozen 2. Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you something.
This right here, come on.
I'm going to say something that is going to shake people up.
Well, be careful what you say.
I think Frozen is extremely overrated. I, first of all, hate this song. Second of all, I don't get it. The best character in Frozen is Olaf.
I agree. He's the man.
He's the best in the movie. I think the movie itself is not as good as everyone made it out to be. I think Moana is way better. I think Coco is even better than both of those.
No, I'll agree. Coco is better.
I bawled my eyes out watching Coco the other day on Netflix. Bawled my eyes out. So good. Frozen was just so for me. And this song gets on my nerves.
Why don't you just let it go? Okay? Why don't you let it go? All right, everybody is calling in for this one. 317-239-1009. We will talk to you next. Also, Facebook Radio Now 100.9 and on Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. What is the best Disney movie? We're ready to battle.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
A lot of people giving Alex heat because she says the best Disney movie of all time is Frozen.
No, I said it wasn't at all. I think it's one of the worst, actually.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I would say for me, best, it's really a tie between Beauty and the Beast and Mulan. Those would be my two very favorite. And I'm thinking, here's what I'm keeping in mind when I think best Disney movie. You got to think of the characters, funny moments, touching moments, songs. So all of that, I feel like Mulan and Beauty and the Beast embody all of those.
All right. I would say, like, within the past 5 years, the ones I've seen, and you said you liked it too, Coco.
I love it.
Did you see yours on Netflix? Where'd you see it?
It's on Netflix right now.
Watch it on Netflix. You're going to cry. It's good, though. Crying's a good thing. Check it out.
It's incredible.
317-239-1009. Also, hit us up on social media because we can't get to everybody. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. We'd like to know what you think is the best Disney movie. They kind of announced their next five-year lineup and a lot of good stuff coming out. Hey, Mickey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your Disney movie?
My Disney movie favorite is Tarzan.
Really? That's a rare one, I think.
Yeah.
I like the songs, the characters, and for some reason, now that I have a child,
I watched it again, and I couldn't believe how easily I started crying over that movie.
Is this water sanitary?
Right, that's my favorite part. Oh, I totally agree with you, Alex. Frozen is totally overrated.
Yes.
Hey, whoa. You know, by the way, it doesn't have to be this is good, this sucks. You two are ruining this fun Disney moment.
No, I don't get why everyone thinks it's so good.
Yes, I'm like, I was disappointed in her scenes of doing her Frozen stuff. It was so lame. And then the song, I don't like the lady's voice. It sounds annoying.
Yep.
Award-winning annoying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the little girl, I think she was 11. I've seen her on YouTube who sung the song way better than she did.
Hey, I agree with you 100%. I love that you came at us with Tarzan.
All
it's
right,
great.
Mickey, I love you, but we got to let you go. I can't take this kind of beating on Frozen. Bring on Frozen 2. Joe, first of all, great name. What's your Disney movie?
Good morning. I would have to agree with Alex. Beauty and the Beast is one of the greatest movies of all time. I would have to say, though, Dumbo is very, very good.
Dumbo's so good, and that makes me want to watch it. I haven't watched it in a while. That's a great one.
Last time I had it, it was on VHS.
Yes, yeah.
Me too.
Had to rewind that bad boy. And there's actually, I believe, it's kind of same thing, kind of like a live action, but they're going to have like another Dumbo movie coming out.
What is it about Dumbo for you?
You know what? I think it's the musical rendering that they have in there. I really just think it's great. And it, you know, it's a cartoon. It's great for kids. I love the characters and the music, though. Great, great, great.
Good stuff.
I always got bothered by Dumbo because my name, of course, is being Joe, and some people think I'm dumb, and my like kids in school used to call me Dumb Joe.
Well, you know, I've gotten all that, too.
Joe, man, we appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling in, voicing your opinion this morning, buddy.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Mercedes is on the Joe and Alex show. Mercedes, I see this on my screen, but I don't even know what the heck you're talking about. What's your Disney movie?
The Aristocats.
The what?
The Aristocats!
What is the Aristocats? What is this?
You haven't seen that?
No, I've never even heard of the Aristocrat.
Aristocats. Best movie.
Does it involve cats?
It's about cats, yes.
Is this like a poor man's spinoff of 101 Dalmatians?
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Yes!
I can't believe you've never seen that, Joe. It's about a bunch of like rich prissy cats and then some poor cats that come together.
My wife's going to make me watch it this week because she subscribes. Is anybody, by the way, listening, subscribe to like the Disney archive thing? Because we have so much money wasted.
What's that?
Ask Lindsay about it. She'll tell you about how we waste all of our money of her getting like, oh, coming out of the archive for a limited amount of time. Of course, it'll be back in a year, but for a limited amount of time. I don't know. We have every freaking Disney thing. We just got another thing in the mail. Like, they send it to you like every month
like
or two.
Like a DVD?
Yes. It's like, oh my, with bonus features.
What? What is this? I want
to
watch.
I don't know. I try to pretend it doesn't arrive at our house and then I'm paying for it. So, hey, thank you for calling in, Mercedes. We appreciate it. Let's do one more. Layla on the Joe and Alex show. What's your movie?
It's Wreck-It Ralph. I love it so much.
What do you love about Wreck-It Ralph? I saw that and I thought it was cute.
First off, as a gamer, it's awesome to finally see a video game movie have some good representation. I love the characters. I love the plot. It's super adorable. And Penelope is a great addition to the princess lineup.
I love her, too. Yeah, I like her, too. There is going to be, it's in the second Wreck-It Ralph movie where all the princesses are, like, in it, right?
All of them in one room. Yeah. And they question her what makes her a princess.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that preview when I went to go see The Incredibles, too. Super, super great.
No, I kind of want to see that. Yeah, Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's what you're calling it.
Yes.
Wreck-It Ralph number 2 comes out November 21st. Actually, this year, 2018.
Sweet. I'm going to go see that during Thanksgiving break.
All right, awesome. Hey, thank you so much for your calls. If you couldn't get through, Joe and Alex show, you can hit us up. Let us know on our Twitter.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
I don't get why people post things online and they really think that nobody else is going to see them. Do you know how many things I want to say that make me angry or make me pissed, but I'll never post because guess what somebody's going to do? They're going to screenshot it.
Yep.
And I'm fired. Well, this person didn't seem to have that kind of knowledge. A pet store manager in South Carolina was fired after she threatened to punch breastfeeding mothers on Facebook.
Ooh, yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, her post read, quote, "I'm not sorry. The next female that tries to whip her boob out to breastfeed in front of my kids will get a black eye. You better move that baby because I'll punch it too."
Whoa!
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, she's going
to
be fired.
Several women took screenshots of the post to the store and even threatened to have a nurse in unless the woman woman was fired. So all the nurses were going to come in there and start. Oh, I mean, all the women were going to come and start breastfeeding inside.
So she was a nurse.
No, like nursing.
Oh,
so yeah. I messed up right there. Yeah, like a nurse in like where they're all going to breastfeed inside the store. Imagine like the puppies that are for sale. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Strange.
A lot of boobies. Yeah, the store apologized on Facebook and said the woman had been fired. Listen, it's natural. I don't see what's a big deal. Like, if your kid's like, "What's that, mommy?" Like, well, that's how you feed a little baby, Johnny. Like, what's the big deal with breastfeeding? People need to get over it. An off-duty Burger King worker in Florida was fired. Any idea why she might have been fired, Alex? She wasn't even working. How do you get fired on your day off?
Did she try to rob the place?
No, I don't think so. But she did do something at her place of work. Tell me if you'd be pissed about this. The lady that was off duty in Florida working at Burger King was caught making her own food. The woman was upset with the long line, so she cut in front of everybody waiting and actually made her own food.
Heck no!
She looks like she's in her pajamas, Alex. She's got like little booty shorts on, probably say like Juicy on them.
I'd be furious.
She looks like she just walked. She's like, I kind of need a Whopper right about now. Customer said the woman never washed her hands. Oh,
disgusting.
Gross. And a manager didn't try to stop her, just let her do her thing.
Nope.
The manager was also fired for not stepping in.
Yeah, she is an idiot.
That would piss me off, though, too. Like, not even the fact that you're behind the counter doing that, but that you think that you, just because you work here, you could do whatever you want and you're better than me. Like, my money, you know, is actually going to this business just like yours is. Let's see, a couple more Dummy of the Day stories. A 24-year-old guy named Christian from Louisiana, on Monday night, he called the cops, called 911 to ask, "Hey, do I have any outstanding warrants?"
Huh?
I mean, did he think he did, maybe? Is that what he was doing? I don't know. Good news for him, though. He did not have any outstanding warrants.
Oh, good.
The bad news. Oh. There's bad news here. The cops charged him with misusing 911 so he could get up to a $500 fine and 30 days in jail.
No!
I mean, can't you just, like, go
he was
look
trying
online?
To do, you know, he just wanted to know the information.
Call the non-emergency number. And our final story today is, kind of involves a horse.
Okay.
A 31-year-old guy named Daniel recently broke into a stable in Australia and got busy with one of the female horses.
Okay, so there's that.
Yep, the staff thought someone had broken in before and installed security cameras. Then they caught him the next time he broke in and called the police. Here's the weird part. Daniel was just in court on animal cruelty charges and entered a not guilty plea, but he didn't deny molesting the horse.
Mm.
Instead, he claimed the horse was asking for it.
Yeah, she sure was.
And gave him consent. He said it sniffed his crotch and winked at him.
You're kidding me.
No, he said it sniffed his junk and winked at him.
Wow.
He took
she sounds like a sloot.
Yep, that's a slooty horse. He took that to mean the horse was game.
Yeah.
The judge,
I guess so,
did not buy it and sentenced him to 10 months in jail.
Man.
How desperate are you that you got to be with an animal?
Very desperate.
To be fair, the horse did wink, though. So
she was thirsty, too.
Yeah, I guess she should be saying thank you. That right there is a terrible way to end it, but those are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This story is going to have you on the edge of your seat.
Ooh.
I could not believe this as I was reading it. It is about a woman who was forced the other day to give birth in a Chick-fil-A in San Antonio, and this is the entire story of what happened. Her husband wrote it. This is from the Daily Wire. All right, so it's very suspenseful, and then there's some irony and some funny parts too, but this is just unreal. So earlier this week, a woman delivered her baby in a San Antonio, Texas Chick-fil-A bathroom, and to no one's surprise, even though the restaurant was closed, employees warmed up towels to keep the newborn warm. So in a Facebook post, her husband, Robert Griffin, recalled that on the way to the hospital for delivery, he and his wife, Fallon, went to Chick-fil-A to meet a friend outside who would pick up their daughters. Well, his wife had to use the restroom, and Fallon thought, well, although it's nighttime, I'm just going to see if Chick-fil-A would let me in. She knocks on the door, even though it's closed, and the employees let her in after hours to go to the bathroom. As her husband is loading in his daughters into his friend's car, he returns to the restaurant to check on his wife. That is when the employees told him that she had been screaming in the restroom. Robert discovered his wife straddling the toilet with the head of the baby beginning to crown.
No.
He said, "Sweetie, we're going to have to do this right here, right now. Right here, right now, Fallon." He yells to the manager of the Chick-fil-A to call 911 and to bring clean towels. He said, "Maggie and I started delivering our baby. But when she got to the shoulders, I realized the cord was wrapped around her neck twice. He kept calm so he wouldn't alarm his wife and told her to relax while he unwrapped the cord from the baby's neck. The couple claims that they were using a speakerphone to communicate with first responders who were on their way. The couple cut the cord while still in the bathroom. Her husband wrote, with two more strong pushes and using my shirt for a towel, out came Gracelyn Mae Violet Griffin. Now, here's where it gets so funny and ironic. So, this couple's in Texas. They're at a Chick-fil-A. They're giving birth to their baby, right?
Uh-huh.
He just said they had to use his shirt to deliver the baby on for a towel. Guess what the shirt was?
They're in Texas. It's Chick-fil-A. I don't know. What is it?
A Trump 2020 shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
The employees at Chick-fil-A helped the couple by warming up towels to help keep the new baby girl warm. The hospital had him sign the birth certificate as the attending physician. And he said, I think it's pretty ironic that a proud conservative Christian family had their baby in Chick-fil-A wrapped in a Trump 2020 t-shirt. I was dying.
So does this baby get everything then? This baby definitely gets to go to the White House now.
For sure, right?
This baby gets free Chick-fil-A for life.
Nuggets for life. Like, the whole story is crazy in the fact that, like, they'd knock on this Chick-fil-A that was closed and the employees actually let them in.
Yeah, I'm
surprised to give birth,
they did that.
Gave them warm towels. Like, no other. Can you imagine any other fast food restaurant being able to do that?
No, they don't even tell you they're closed. They just turn off their lights and their a-holes to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. If you could plan it out, because you know they're going to get free Chick-fil-A. If every restaurant did that or place, where would you try to pop your baby out? Like, obviously.
Besides Chick-fil-A? I mean, I would for sure pick Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so
I guess maybe Panera Bread. They're pretty legit.
Gosh, could you imagine if they. Thank God they were closed, but you're eating there, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
I'd do Chipotle also because they could wrap my baby up like a burrito and a warm tortilla that, you know, be nice and warm for
the
baby.
Go straight to the hospital.